President Donald Trump ordered a U.S. National Security Panel on Monday, April 7th, to review the stalled deal between Japan's Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel. Trump said in a memo, "I direct the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States to conduct a review of the acquisition of U.S. Steel by Nippon Steel to assist me in determining whether further action in this matter may be appropriate." The agreement would lead to Nippon Steel purchasing U.S. Steel for $14 billion. Trump has urged Nippon Steel and U.S. Steel to revise their deal so that the Japanese company would invest in U.S. Steel without completely owning the American firm. The Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. would conduct the review. The Wall Street Journal reported that such a review would give the Trump administration the flexibility to broker an agreement and might lead to a completed deal. Trump said he wants the new review completed within 45 days. The previous deal, struck by the two companies in 2023, would shift the U.S. steelmaker to Japan. The United Steelworkers opposed the deal while shareholders approved the sale. The union said the future of steelmaking in the Mon Valley of Pennsylvania is at stake. However, U.S. Steel warned that if the deal does not go through, it could transfer its headquarters out of Pittsburgh and take thousands of jobs with it. The United Steelworkers Union president told the WSJ that regardless of how much scrutiny the proposed deal receives, their position has not changed, and such a deal remains a threat to national and economic security. Nippon Steel commended Trump for his leadership and said it validates the administration's challenge of Biden's order.